Ian Scholes, I heard on the radio that the service economy is having a little bit of trouble these days because most of today's young people are flocking to the stock options, bright lights, fluorescent, and the well-appointed cubicles of the dot-com world. It's getting more and more difficult for restaurants to find waiters, busboys, delivery people, and cooks. I understand that some pizza chains are actually flying in young people from Russia and putting them to work wrangling meat and cheese as a kind of summer apprenticeship, I guess, getting them used to the way capitalism works. Well, maybe they're more savvy than I am. I don't get it. I mean, now you can go on the internet, click on a site, and have pizza delivered to your door in about an hour. Think of the long hours that have gone into developing the interfaces for these websites, the people who maintain them, the marketing people who get pizzapizza.com firmly embedded in the back brain of America, the venture capitalists who sprinkle money in the e-business like flakes of mozzarella on a steaming pie. It's kind of amazing, really. But we can't find anybody to make or deliver the pie. Imagine this, a storefront, teams of salespeople, banks of phones, a gleaming logo, and nothing in the store. Well, on the internet, it may not matter. Remember a few months back when Stephen King posted a story on the internet and something over 500,000 people downloaded it? It was big news. But in all the news stories about the phenomenon, none of them mentioned the story itself. What was it about? Was it any good? Who cares? It was Stephen King, and it was the internet. That was the news. What the dude produced? Well, it's just pizza. And on the internet, the idea of pizza is so much more important than pizza itself. We used to laugh at people who think the emperor is wearing clothes. Well, on the internet, near as I can tell, people are getting excited about the icons of fully clothed sultans, and there might not even be an emperor behind the virtual curtain, naked or not. I gotta go.